Are you guys ready for this?
For what? For initials?
Yes.
Good guys, baby.
Beat it.
Good guys.
Good guys. Beat it or eat it?
That's what they're going to do if they
beat
win.
Beat the machine. Beat it.
This Nickelback?
Damn right.
You can't play Nickelback if he doesn't win.
Yeah, that's not fair.
Yeah, but technically he won last week, didn't he?
Right, that's right.
No, Chris won.
No, he won last week.
You never know.
It's whatever.
Who won last week?
No, Parrish hasn't won in like 4 weeks, 3 or 4 weeks.
Then I won last week.
You won last week.
I was right, I won last week. Who cares?
What is happening?
I don't know.
I don't know. We're on drugs.
It's Corey's job to keep track of all that.
Right. Corey, do your job.
Let's do it now, then.
It's time to play Initials on the Power Trip, presented by McDonald's.
Hey, McDonald's.
We play Initials every Friday in the Power Trip Morning Show, and it goes like this. I have 12 items. They can be people, places, things, phrases. These four gentlemen don't know the initials until I reveal them here in a second, but all 12 items share the same initials.
Do you believe?
That kind of share. Each item has 6 clues. I start reading clues. As soon as they know who or what I'm describing, they yell out their name. Their name is their buzzer. If they get it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, they are eliminated from just that item. So the strategy is when to ring in. We play best out of 12. The all-time record is 9, held by the all-time wins leader, Paul Meat Sauce Lambert. Ooh.
For now.
Paul set the record almost 1 year ago. It was the day after Thanksgiving of last year.
It was. I took advantage of some tired people.
Are you predicting 10 next Friday?
Yeah, probably by AJ.
Okay. AJ is second all-time in career victories. Hi, AJ.
Hey, Corey. If I win today, too, everyone can go to Rival House in St. Paul. They're offering free beer and happy hour appetizer to anyone that mentions AJ winning the initials game all weekend long.
Your defending champion and third all-time is Christopher Allen Hockey.
Ah, yes. Breathe the air.
No, because you farted.
Who farted?
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, Jesus.
What happens if you win, Chris?
Oh, sorry.
We're waiting for you.
I'm sorry. If I win, all new Radco.com will offer 10% off your online order all weekend long using the promo code INITIALS. Just use promo code INITIALS at time of checkout. Online only. They got cool stuff.
Just like last weekend.
That's right, sweetie.
Mark Parrish is fourth all-time in career victories. And if you win, Mark...
If Mark Parrish wins this weekend, Malone's Bar and Grill in Maple Grove will offer a free beer or appetizer. Good guys.
Make AJ and Milan Jr. pay for it this weekend.
I ain't paying for nothing.
Not you. The AJ from Malone's.
I know.
He will.
Hey, the Cricket Wireless 360 cam's up as well.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I was at Malone's a handful of days ago.
Oh, great.
And
talking to AJ.
Yeah.
And when I was walking out, my daughter Bailey goes, "Who is that?" I go, "It's AJ." She goes, "That's AJ?" I go, "Not that AJ. The cool AJ. Not that one."
Yeah.
Not Mansoor. Cool. Absolutely.
Get us waffle fries.
Right, exactly. Oh. God, those are the best.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
That would be part of my last meal.
Yeah.
Malone's waffle fries, or just waffle fries in general.
I'm going tonight.
Again, at McDonald's, you can get any size soft drink for just a buck. Pair it with a breakfast item or any of your McDonald's favorites. Thank you, McDonald's.
I'm so excited for this list. I'm jacked for this specific list. This is going to be fun. Are you guys ready?
Absolutely, I am.
I'm very excited. The initials this week are P-E. P-E. Can't wait to see how this plays out. Here we go. Item number one of P-E.
Clue number one.
Was featured in an ESPN 30 for 30 documentary in 2010.
Clue number two.
Has a connection to an HBO comedy drama series.
Clue number three.
The search effort for him.
AJ.
Yep.
Pablo Escobar.
That's right.
Nice job, Abe.
Yeah, that should have been obvious.
Yeah.
Pablo Escobar. AJ's on the board. One zip. Here's item two of P.E.
Clue number one.
Was supposedly 18 years old.
Clue number two.
Was rescued.
Clue number three.
Is distinct because he doesn't sing.
Clue number four.
falls in love twice within a very short period of time.
Clue number five.
First appeared in print in 1837, but made a bigger splash in a 1989 animated film. Last but not least.
Clue number six.
He eventually marries Ariel.
Paul.
Yep.
Princess Eric.
AJ.
Oh,
AJ. God. AJ.
What?
Prince Eric.
Oh, my God. Sauce.
Prince Eric is correct. Princess Eric is giving his dad some issues, probably.
Oh, my Lord.
Princess Eric.
Princess Eric.
Is now an all-time top fiver.
He's
on the floor.
Planking on the floor.
Let's give him he's falling and he can't get up. Let's give him a second to get back up on his feet. Remember how we said it was going to be 8 or 0?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Sauce, in all honesty, honest mistake. Sorry. Anybody could have made it, but on behalf of the entire Power Trip Morning Show.
You blew it!
Yeah, that wasn't good.
Prince Eric is the right answer. You were on the right path there. Prince Eric.
We were
male
talking about
version.
Him yesterday, too.
Who was talking about Prince
Somebody
Eric?
Somebody asked.
What were you talking
were
about?
Were you and Tommy Olsen watching kids' movies again?
No.
Trolls is lit. AJ somehow leads 2-0. Here's item 3 of P.E.
Clue number 1.
This is a secondary term, but it is still commonly used.
Paul?
Okay.
Physical education. I don't know. I'm going to take a walk.
Here it goes.
He's officially out of the studio. He's taking a walk down the hall. He was not kidding. He's going to walk this one off. It's like getting benched because somebody's tired on the floor. All right. Sauce is out for the rest of item 3.
Number 2.
A range of registers exist.
Hawk.
Okay.
Public enemy. Damn it.
Oh. Hawk is out for the rest of item 3. We're down to AJ and Parrish.
Clue number 3.
Spoken standards are traditionally looser.
Clue number 4.
It's not frequently displayed on social media.
Clue number 5.
It varies from country to country, and the first word is most often switched with the word standard.
AJ?
Yeah.
Proper English?
That's right.
Proper English is correct. AJ off to a 3-0
start. I would never
start.
Have gotten that.
Nope. Proper English is right. Item 4 of PE with AJ up 3-0.
Clue number 1.
Played professionally for 18 seasons.
Clue number 2.
Is a member of the Hall of Fame.
Clue number 3.
His brother is also a Hall of Famer.
Clue number 4.
Played for Chicago, Boston, and New York.
Mark.
Yep.
Phil Esposito.
That's right.
Nice job.
Phil Esposito is correct. Parrish on the board. AJ with 3. Parrish.
Parrish. Better than Princess Eric.
Idiot.
I can't stop shaking. I'm so mad.
Can't wait for Twitter to have a field day with Princess Eric.
I'm pretty sure they probably already
probably
are.
Probably already do. Awesome. AJ with 3. Parrish with 1. Item 5 of PE.
Clue number 1.
Has a direct connection to an A-list actor.
Hot.
Okay.
This has got to be Public Enemy.
That's a good guess. That's a great guess.
That was the name of a movie he was in.
Yeah, but...
Clue number 2.
It's connected to an athletic event.
Clue number 3.
It involves jumping and falling.
Clue number 4.
Its innovator added this, quote, high-impact version.
Clue number 5.
It appeared as a signature move for a famous wrestler. Last but not least,
clue number six.
It's an iconic wrestling move involving the arm popularized by Dwayne The Rock.
AJ.
AJ?
People's elbow.
That's right.
I have no idea what people's elbow.
What high impact people's elbow? What's that?
Well, basically, if people have doing like been doing elbow drops forever, but he did a high impact version. That's what made his
nice
stand
job,
out. AJ,
you're
dominating.
Fire, man.
AJ with four. Parrish with a hockey player.
Yeah.
Here's item six of P. You got Phil Esposito. Oh. Item six of PE. Nope.
Clue number one.
Item six of PE.
Clue number one.
Involves steam.
Clue number two.
It's popular in Louisiana.
Clue number three.
It's edible.
Clue number four.
It's often connected to toast.
Clue number five.
Often appears in traditional American breakfasts and brunches.
Paul?
Yep.
Poached egg.
That's right.
Wow. Oh. Sauce
Thank
on
you.
The board.
That's all I wanted nothing. Is one.
Poached egg.
Man, I got nothing today.
AJ with four. It's weird how that works, right?
Yeah.
AJ with four, Sauce with one, Parrish with one, Hawk yet to be on the board, but we have six items to go, so it's still anybody's game. Here's item seven of PE.
Clue number one.
Devo, Duran Duran, and Prince all have songs with this title.
Clue number two.
Debuted March 5th, 2006. AJ. Yep.
Public Enemy.
That would have been my guess.
AJ is out for the rest of item seven.
Clue number three.
Weighs approximately 5.9 sextillion metric tons.
Never mind.
Hey.
No, I'm mean.
Clue number four.
Creation myths have its formation explained by a supernatural deity.
Clue number five.
It's over 4 billion years old.
Dang it.
Hey, you guys are locked in today.
What in the hell?
Clue number six.
Last but not least, it is third from the sun.
Mark. Planet Earth.
Holy cow.
That's right.
Why did that take all six clues?
Because we were overthinking it.
Yeah, we're overthinking
it. Public Enemy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and planet's not, like, I don't. Yeah.
It's a P word.
AJ with four. Parrish with, and AJ had that. He just rang in too early. AJ with four. Parrish with two. Sauce with one.
Come on, good guy.
Hawk with
Chris
got zero.
Stuck in my head.
Here's item eight of PE.
Clue number one.
Often combined with serious complications.
Clue number two.
There are multiple methods, including surgery.
Clue number three.
Most methods lack... excuse me, let's start that over. Let's read right.
Clue number three.
Most methods lack scientific evidence.
Clue number four.
Options include pills, injections,
Paul.
Hormones, and more. Yes.
Five.
AJ.
Four.
Three. Two. One. AJ, go for it.
I don't want to say it.
Five.
I don't
four.
Say it.
Three. Two.
Penis enlargement.
That's right.
Oh! Penis enlargement is the right answer. And think about that. He already said Princess Eric. What if he had said penis enlargement and it was wrong? That's why you almost can't say it. What if you guessed that you're wrong?
Yeah, I'm not. This game's left.
Hawk is mathematically eliminated because AJ has a 5-point lead on him. AJ has five. Parrish has three. Or excuse me, two. Parrish has two.
I'll take three.
Sauce has one. We have four items to
Come
go.
On, good guy.
AJ gets any of the remaining four right, he locks up the victory. Sauce, you can still run the table and tie. Here's item nine of PE with AJ going for the win.
Clue number one.
A lot of the time, someone else will... excuse me, God, I can't read today.
Clue number one.
A lot of the time, someone else will foot the bill for these.
Paul.
Yep. That's not right. Five. Four. Three.
Oh my
two.
God. What is going on?
One.
You can guess, no?
I don't know.
He left again, didn't he?
He did, in fact, walk out of the studio again. Now,
so
I wanna,
he pulled a before and after.
I want to know what he guessed or what he was going to guess, but obviously he changed his mind. All right, sauce is out for the rest of item 9 and now mathematically eliminated.
Clue number 2.
It's a standalone.
Clue number 3.
It's usually created to showcase.
Clue number 4.
It's the very first.
Clue number 5.
In a lot of ways, Spirit of Christmas for South Park is an example of one of these. Last Park? But not least. Yeah.
Pilot episode?
That's right.
Wow. Pilot episode is correct.
Good one.
All right, so Sauce and Hawk mathematically eliminated. Parrish has to run the table, otherwise AJ wins. Here's item 10 of PE.
Clue number 1.
Debuted in the U.S. December 15th, 1788.
Paul.
Yep.
Physical education.
Sauce is out for the rest of item 10.
Clue number 2.
Scheduled based on weather, harvests, and worship.
I hate my life.
This is the third time he is walking into the hallway, and there goes a trash can. Was just booted like Ty Forbath from 50 plus. All right, let's keep going.
Clue number 3.
Are preceded by conventions.
Clue number 4.
The most recent one occurred November 8th, 2016.
I don't know what it is. Mother of God.
Clue number 5.
Involves candidates.
AJ.
AJ was first.
Presidential election.
That's right.
That's 6 for AJ. If you get the last two, you post an 8. That's unbelievable. That also guarantees the victory for AJ. AJ gets the win. But let's play this thing out. AJ wins today, which means you can go to Rival House all weekend. We'll talk about that in a second. Here's item 11 of PE.
Clue number 1.
Born in Pickerington, I've never heard of that. Born in Pickerington, Ohio, in the 19. Yep.
Oh.
AJ, 5.
Dang it.
4.
Should have let you finish.
3.
I'm going to guess it.
Go for it.
Pat Elflein.
That is correct.
What was it?
My gosh.
I thought you were going to say 19th century.
I was going to say 1990s. Pat Elflein is right.
Wow, man.
Starting center for the Vikings.
Very
Parrish.
Oh.
AJ with 7.
Esposito.
AJ going for 8. Here's item 12 of PE.
Clue number 1.
This goes by many different names.
Paul.
Go for it.
Physical education.
Absolutely not.
That keyboard has a dent in it right now.
That hurt too.
You know that. Jeez.
What just
happened? You have the wireless, the Cricket Wireless 360 cam. It almost just got knocked over by 7 newspapers. But he just chucked back into the studio. All right.
I guarantee his hand's bleeding right now.
And that keyboard is shattered. That keyboard has to be broken.
There is a dent in the middle of it between like the H and the J.
All right, let's finish this one out. And then let's do a Kickstarter campaign for a new keyboard. All right. Clue 1 was this goes by many different names. Clue 2.
Clue number 2.
Has a connection to Patrick Stewart.
I don't know who that is.
Clue number 3.
Appeared in a 2017 film.
Do it, Chris.
Clue number 4.
Is best known for appearing on the internet, social media, and smartphones.
Clue number 5.
It is known for its smile.
Oh, I know. I'm so bad.
Last but not least.
Clue number 6.
Frequently seen on Twitter and Snapchat, and it's an iconic brown pile.
Hawk.
Hawk.
Poop emoji.
That is correct. Poop emoji is right. AJ with 7 is right. If you guessed AJ and 7 on Twitter, you are eligible for a $100 Visa gift card thanks to our friends at McDonald's. And AJ, what else? Rival House.
Rival House, yes. Yeah. So you can go to the Rival House all weekend, and they will give you a free happy hour appetizer and a free beer just for mentioning that AJ won the initials game this weekend.
One final nice segment with Mark Parrish, Chris Hockey, AJ Mansoor, Princess Eric, and I'm Corey Coven. This is the Power Trip Morning Show. Back after this on The Fan.
Welcome to Time now for the Vikings Report on The Fan. Presented by Hy-Vee. A helpful smile in every aisle. Vikings defensive end Brian Robinson joins the power trip after this from Hy-Vee.